Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're gonna leave one day. Some of us gonna get promoted, some gonna be fired. Everybody gonna be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus. And all the things that Egypt's still doing to us, said Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people ever, all they do is laugh at me. They just blew lamb, getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about
new cars, new frames, no doubt. Her watch and chain, but
they don't really know about
new employer, 2 week notice. I don't make a mora. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness, and queers. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better. Whatever, my keeper provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meatless. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool. Keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise the mighty Yah, watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch and chain. But
they don't really know about Yah.
Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crack.
Shalom, shalom. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Brother Obadiah Yisrael. I'm a teacher here at the House of Yisrael, standing in for our senior More Ishaya Ben Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And Yah is the Savior, not only Israel, but of the world today. And we're giving all honor and glory to the Most High Yah. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to give praises to the Most High. And I would like to say shalom to all of our people and our listeners that are listening via the internet, whether it be YouTube, or Facebook or Blog Talk. And today, with y'all's will, we plan on bringing another presentation in the glorification and the edification of Yahweh, our Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And today we're going to be speaking on witnesses and testimonies. And why are they vital to the nation of Israel? Why are they vital to you and our and to you and my and our righteousness? Well, little do our people know that the Most High has established many witnesses, and the Most High has established his testimonies throughout all the earth. And though they're separate in the way that they're pronounced, and though they are different in their spelling, they hold hand in hand on their definition. The word witness comes from the Hebrew word adah. And one of the words that defines a witness is a testimony. And the word testimony comes from the Hebrew word teyudah, and that means a precept. And both, the Most High said, are vital. Both are vital because both are pertaining to righteousness. So if we're seeking to be righteous and we're seeking after righteousness, which is what the Most High has commanded of his people, then we have to have testimonies. And we have to have witnesses. A lot of our people today are under the impression that you don't need neither. They say, well, you don't need testimonies because all testimonies are good anecdotal stories. They're just good guidelines on what, good suggestions on what we should do. And a lot of our people are working within the system, and they're being judge, jury, and executioner without any witnesses. And these things are just unusual. These things are not the ways of the righteous. If we don't have testimonies and we don't have witnesses, then we don't have righteousness. And we're going to go through some scriptures where the Most High has established his works through his witnesses and through his testimonies, because once again, they go hand in hand. A little while back, I spoke and taught on testimonies and how the word of Yah is always the chief. But the testimonies are the word or the works that's done in the name of Yah. And these testimonies and these witnesses, they all go hand in hand, because if we seek after righteousness, then we need both. If you turn with me to Genesis, the 21st chapter, and we'll begin there. And in Genesis, the 21st chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. And this is a testimony about a covenant that was made between Abraham and Abimelech. And in verse 23 of Genesis, the 21st chapter, it reads, "Now therefore, swear unto me here by Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my sons, nor with my sons' sons, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned." And Abraham said, "I will swear." And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, "I wot not who have done this thing. Neither did thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today." And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what meaneth these seven ewe lambs, which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these seven ewe lambs shall I take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called the place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. And as Moriah Shia has been teaching, all of the numbers of Yah are ordered. All the works of Yah are ordered. And when it was asked why these seven ewe lambs, and Abraham said, these seven ewe lambs are witness that I did dig this well. Because in order to establish a matter, you have to have witnesses. And these witnesses are going to be a testimony. They're going to be a testimony to not only your words, but a testimony of your works. If you turn with me to Genesis, the 31st chapter. In Genesis, the 31st chapter. And this is Abraham taught this to his son Yitzchak. And Yitzchak taught this to his son Jacob. It's a reason why you can read and see some of the same testimonies, because these are the ways of righteousness. And righteousness don't change. Not if it's of Yah. If it's of Yah, it just doesn't change. So you're going to see the same testimonies, not only with your forefathers, but you'll see the same testimony with the righteous today. And in Genesis, the 31st chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 44th verse. And this is speaking about Jacob, when he made a covenant with his father-in-law, Laban. And in Genesis, the 31st chapter, and the 44th verse, and it reads, now therefore, come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Yagarsha Hadudah, but Jacob called it Galilee. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore, the name of it is called Galilee. So you see, whether it's ewe lambs, or whether it's stones, you see that these things are being established as being witnesses to covenants being made. So you have to have covenants, you have to have testimonies, and you have to have witnesses if you are trying to establish righteousness. And also, this testimony is given in the book of Exodus, the 22nd chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Exodus, the 22nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. Exodus 22 and 10 reads, and if a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of Yah be between them both, that he have not put his hand unto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness, and he shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. If it be a hired thing, it came for his hire. So this is just speaking about if there's a controversy between a man's beast being borrowed, or it be torn, or it die, you are to present the beast for a witness. Why? Because if you are establishing things through a witness, you're giving a testimonial on you standing on your word, and that your word has to proceed out of your mouth, and our word has to proceed out of our mouth, and it has to be truthful. So the first thing you want to do is when you're trying to establish a matter is you want to make sure that you have witnesses so that they can give their testimonies. Why do you think that it says this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter, if you turn with me there? And in Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse. In Deuteronomy 19 and 15, it reads, that one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter established. That's right. You want to have two or more witnesses. You don't want to rise up against your brother and sister for any sin if you don't have witnesses. And why is it important to have witnesses? So that they can give their testimonies. And if they are men of truth, and if they're women of truth, then their testimonies are going to be consistent. Their testimonies are going to be consistent with the things that they have seen, and they will be consistent with the things that you have seen. And you have to make sure that you're dealing with someone that's seeking after Yah and that are men and women the truth. And you just not bringing forth witnesses, and they're going to bring up any type of report because they don't like you, or you did something to them, or they looked at you and they assume that you just have to be guilty. No. These witnesses, they rise up to give a testimony. And this is why the Most High said that he was going to rise up witnesses, because that's what exactly what witnesses do. They give their testimonies. And what the Most High has put before us to witness to our works and our deeds are things that are immovable, things that you just can't readily move. That's why we made covenants but with stones. We made covenant with ewe lambs. We made covenant with things that were immovable, because the Most High said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read the 26th verse. And it reads, the Most High saying this, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. Why the heavens and the earth? Because for number one, the heavens, they represent Yahweh's name. And the earth is what he's left, the inheritance of his servants. It's for his messengers. Heaven and the earth are two things that are immovable. They solid. They're concrete. They're going to be here. They were here way before we were born. And they will be here way after we are gone. And what they are doing is they're recording and they're witnessing to all of the works that we've done under the heavens and all the works that we do in the earth, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And they faithful witnesses, just like the sun, the moon, and the stars are faithful witnesses. And anytime you see a matter being established, being faithful and being the witness go hand in hand, because you cannot be an inconsistent witness. Not if you're saying you're witnessing for Yah, because Yahweh said we are his witnesses. And if we're inconsistent in witnessing, then we're not giving the world righteousness, and we're not seeking after righteousness. And the reason why we need testimonies, the reason why we need witnesses, and we need true witnesses, and the category of a witness you want to fall under, you always want to fall under the category. We always want to fall under the category of being a true witness, because being a false witness is an abomination. It's something that's the opposite of righteousness. It's an abomination. It's just outright evil and wicked. It says this in the book of Proverbs, the 12th division, if you turn with me there. And in Proverbs, the 12th division, I'm going to start reading at the 17th. I'm going to read the 17th verse. Proverbs 12 and 17 reads, "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit." So if you're going to be a witness, be a true witness. And by being a true witness, you're showing forth righteousness. But a false witness, oh, they go show forth deceit. A false witness is going to utter lies. A false witness can't wait to bend their mouth to tell you a lie, because they tried to get you out of the way. They tried to get judgment upon you, whether it be proper or improper judgment. Because a false witness, they utter lies. They're deceitful. They just utter lies. It says this. Says the same thing also in the book of Proverbs, the 14th division, chapter. Turn with me there. And in Proverbs 14 and verse 5, it reads that a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. They're going to utter lies. They're going to speak lies when they awake. They're going to speak lies when they sleep. They're going to devise their whole ways in deceit. And this is not righteousness at all. That's why it says a faithful witness lie. And the wisdom lets you know this in Proverbs, the 20th division. In Proverbs 20 and verse 6. Proverbs 20 and 6, it reads, "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find?" That's why you need witnesses and testimonies, because most men will proclaim their own goodness. That's what got our people wrapped up and enshrouded in this foolishness that's going on today with all of this religion and all this false ideology and all this false sense of comfort, because they proclaiming their own goodness. But when you look to the law and to the testimonies, you can't see that it adds up nowhere. And why are we talking about testimonies? Why are we talking about witnesses? Because this book that's before us today, the book of Yah, commonly referred to as the Old Testament, the book from Genesis to Malachi, that's exactly what these books are. They are a faithful witness and giving testimony to the words and to the works of Yahweh. And no matter how much you go to theologian school or no matter how many times, how many days you attend temple number 7 and beat your head up against a rug and pray 5-6 times a day. No matter how many preachers and pastors that you sit up under, that's the reason why they don't even like to deal with the book of Yah hardly. Because they can't twist his words. They can't manipulate this book to get them to say what they wanted to say. They have to be honest, and they have to be honest and let the world know that this book is just not saying what they wanted to say. It's not testifying to the things that they wanted to testify to. Because you're saying that someone is beside Yah. Yahweh saying he's one. You're saying that someone can die for your sin. Yahweh is saying no man can die for your sin. We're all responsible for our own sins. One side, a man to teach that it's just not good to get married. It's better to be single because that's showing your faithfulness to the Most High. But the Most High, through wisdom, is letting you know that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain favor from Yahweh. Man will come along and tell you that, look, man, if you want to be a disciple, you got to hate everybody, your mother, your father, even yourself. But the words of Yah say, honor your father and your mother so that your days shall be prolonged. So they can't get these books to testify and give a witness to any of their way of being or what they're saying. And because they can't, they choose not to even deal with it. And now what they're doing is they're trying to teach our people not to deal with Yah's word and to deal with his testimonies. And now they're saying, okay, all you have to do is worry about the law. That's it. Just worry about Torah. And if you worry about if you read the Torah, you won't fall short. Well, little do we may not know, my brothers and sisters, is that don't you know that Torah is in the testimonies? Yahweh is giving commandments in his testimonies. Yahweh is showing forth his works in his testimonies. And that these works are written in the book to witness the works of Yah. And we can't separate the two. No wonder the book says to the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because you can't separate the two. For a perfect example, turn with me to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, we'll start reading at the 5th verse. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 5, it reads, well, I'm going to start at verse 4 to give a full understanding on what's being said. In Deuteronomy, in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 4 reads, thus saith Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yah for it, for in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Now, a lot of our people will say, well, that's just a suggestion. Well, I just started off by saying, this says, thus saith Yahweh. Now, when did Yahweh ever speak to the people with a mere suggestion? When did the Most High ever say, well, I'm just telling you this, I'm just suggesting this to you, because when you get the time, I want you to do this? No, every time Yah spoke, it's a command. And if our people say, well, I just go by the Torah, Well, do you know what the word Torah means? Torah means instructions. Well, this Deuteronomy, this Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 4th verse, this is Yahweh giving you instructions. This is Yahweh giving us instructions. And a lot of our people may say, well, if it's the law, then where's the punishment? What happens if you don't build your house or don't take your wives and beget sons and daughters? What happens? Well, simply what happens is that when we don't confirm the words of Yah, it's a curse that comes unto us. You don't believe what I'm saying? Then turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Excuse me, that's Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 27th chapter and the 26th verse, it reads, "Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law and do them, and all the people shall say, Amen." And anytime Yahweh speaking, that is law. You have to show me where Yahweh just to give a suggestion. Or when the Most High just talked, they said, well, when you find the time, it's time for us to execute this. No, Yahweh is giving laws. Yahweh is giving Torah. Yahweh is giving instructions all throughout his book. No wonder it says to the law and to the testimonies. And these things, if we execute these things, we're going to seek the peace of the city. Why? Because you have stock in the city now. Your family's here. Your loved one's here. And you don't want to see any destruction or hurt come upon the city. No wonder we're so violent. Because we're not keeping the words and the testimonies of Yahweh. So no wonder you could drive up the block and just shoot up the block. And a life means no more to you than a pair of gym shoes or an outfit. Because we're not confirming the words of Yahweh. And no wonder these curses are coming unto us. Because we're not confirming these words. We're not confirming the testimonies. We're not being the witness that we are servants of Yahweh. Because if you say you are serving the Yah, then this is exactly what we need to be doing. Whatever Yah says takes top priority. That means Yahweh said it. The next thing, we out doing it. The only reason why we're not doing it, and the only reason why we don't have a passion or the sense of urgency to do it, is because we are not witnessing for the Most High like we should be. But if we want to be witnesses and we want to give righteous testimonies, then this is exactly what we will be doing. This is exactly what we should be doing. The Most High said that besides him, there is none else. And you can read that all in his law. But to get the totality and get the fullness of what this means, you will go to his testimonies, and these testimonies will witness that there is none besides Yahweh. Turn with me to 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. In 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and this is the testimony to when Elijah the prophet went unto the 400 false prophets of this idol. And this is what the Most High commissioned him to do. In 1 Kings 18, and I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. 1 Kings 18 and 21 reads, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be Elohim, follow him. But if this idol, then follow him. And the people answer him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of Yahweh, but the false idols prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under it, under. And I will dress to the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye the name of your deities, and I will call on the name of Yah. And the Elohim that answereth by fire, let him be Elohim. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And it says, and Elijah said unto the prophets of the deity, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your deities, but put no fire under. And the expedite, what ended up happening is they did exactly this, and their altar wasn't consumed. They poured water upon Elias. He poured water upon his altar, because what he was doing is that he was witnessing that there is none besides Yah. And these 450 prophets, they start calling on the name of their idols, and their altar wasn't being consumed. And they start cutting themselves. And he just starts saying, well, maybe you need to put some more wood upon your altar. But what happened was, when he doused his altar with water, Yahweh still came down and consumed his sacrifice. Why? Because at this very moment, Yahweh was showing that there is none besides me. That I am Elohim. That I am your power. And besides me, there is none else. This is what Yahweh was establishing. And this is what Yah's testimonies are establishing today. That there is none besides Yah. You can bring forth your doctrines. You can bring forth your books. You could bring forth your so-called wisdom and understanding. You could bring forth your idols. No matter what you bring forth, there is none like Yahweh. And these are the testimonies that Yah is establishing in the heavens and earth today. And these witnesses are recorded right in his testimonies. Why? Because testimonies and witnesses, they go hand in hand. They're testifying to the greatness of our Elohim. And it's beautiful that it says that testimony is defined as one way is defined as precepts. Well, how did the Most High command us to study? Well, you can find this out in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Isaiah, the 28th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. Isaiah 28 and 9 reads, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line, here a little. This is how we are to study Yahweh's words. And we are to come to Yah's word like him that is weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, just like little bitty babies. And you know how babies come. They are very inquisitive. They're inquisitive and they're asking questions because all they're trying to get is an understanding. And they're trying to get wisdom and understanding. And they're not in the position to be like, that's not true. That's not, no. They're taking the information that you've given them at face value. And this is how we are to come to Yahweh. And just know that Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And we have to go line upon precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And if we are keeping this word, and if we truly come into Yahweh like this, then we know that we're looking in the laws and the testimonies, as well as the testimonies, because both of them go hand in hand, because both are filled with the words of Yah. You can't have one without the other. You can't separate both. You can't say, well, I just go by Torah. I don't go by the testimonies. Or I just go by the testimonies. I don't pay attention to the law. Well, then you're not being whole. And if you're not being whole, you sure not being righteous. You sure not even seeking after righteousness. No, if you're seeking after righteousness, we have to take hold of Yahweh's word. And Yahweh's word is in his laws and his testimonies. And they're witnessing today whether we're going to keep his law or no. Because Yahweh is doing things in the heavens and the earth to show, to prove if we'll keep his law or no. One of the things that he showed us that he's doing is turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 3rd verse. And it reads, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah does man live." The Most High is letting us know, when he brought our forefathers to the wilderness, he suffered them to hunger. And he fed them with manna. But he wanted this. This was a test to see whether they would keep his commandments or no. And my people, y'all say he requires that past. So you don't think that the Most High is going to bring this test upon his people again? You don't think that Yahweh going to establish this a matter? Of course he is. But we have the opportunity to pass it with flying colors. Why? Because we have testimonies and because we have witnesses right before us. So we see how Yahweh treats his servants when they're strong and very courageous. And we also see how Yahweh treats his servants when we're feeble and weak-minded. So it's right before us in his testimonies. Now, you can find it in the law as well. But it's expansive through his testimonies. Ways that our people are going by today, and you can't find a law or a testimony for either one of it. When did the Most High ever say you can't keep the Sabbath day when you come into captivity? When did the Most High ever say when you come into captivity, the laws are of none effect? When did the Most High ever say that when you come into captivity, you have full-on carte blanche to serve whatever deity you want to? When did the Most High ever say that you're going to be brought into bondage, but you're going to vote your way out of bondage? Where is this a law at? Where is this a testimony? Show it to me in Yah's word. And the truth of the matter is that we can show it, and we can establish it, because the only way you're going to have any of these ways is if you're going outside of the law and the testimonies. And as we went over the other day, Yahweh said, don't add to nor diminish from his word. So if we're going outside of his laws and his testimonies, that's exactly what we're doing. We're adding to and we're diminishing. And this is not seeking righteousness. This is not seeking righteousness at all. It says this in the book of Psalms, the 54th chapter. Turn with me there. Because a lot of our people are under the impression And in Psalms, well, excuse me, that's Psalms 51. Psalms 51, that's what I wanted. And in Psalms 51, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors the way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." My people, this is what King David was praying for. He was praying and humbling himself before the Most High and saying, "Yah, wash these iniquities. Wash my iniquities from off of me. Deliver me. Hide your face from my sins so that I could be a witness. So that I could give the testimonies of your works." This is what King David was praying for, to be a witness. And this is the same spirit that we must have today. I know a lot of our people are caught up in these false religions. And a lot of our people are caught up with these false doctrines. And they serve in idols. And we may get perturbed and angry. But that's not for us to do. These laws, these statutes, these judgments, these commandments, these testimonies, they weren't written by us. These are the ways and instructions of Yahweh. And Yah commissioned us to do one thing. And it's in the book of Ezekiel, the 2nd chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Ezekiel, the 2nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 2nd verse, Ezekiel 2 and 2. Well, I'm going to start off at 1. "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation, rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet amongst them. And it says, And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious." So Yahweh done already told us, just confirm his words. Be a witness to Yahweh. And tell our people, tell the world, whether they are here or whether they will forbear. The Most High didn't say stand up and argue. Go over to their houses and knock over Christmas trees and throw Thanksgiving dinners on the floor and kick idols off of their walls. Most of them command us to do none of these things. The Most High said, look, all you have to do is be a witness for me and give my testimonies. And you tell them whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. That's our commission. That's our job. And if they can consider and they'll start serving Yah, then praise the mighty Yah. But if they reject it and say, I don't care what you bring to me, I'm not serving this God, well, then praise Yah, because you can't say no longer that you don't know. I've given you the information. I've led you to water, and you refuse to drink. But I done told you. So your blood is off of my hands. And this is what the Most High commissioned us to do, to tell whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. It's just us. Our commission is to witness for the Most High and give testimonies to the Most High. And if our people choose to follow the ways of Yah, then let's go into the house of Yah and praise him together. But if they don't, then the Most High already told you who he's sending us to. We stiff-necked and rebellious. And there's a season and there's a purpose for everything under heaven. I can recall the days when the words of Yah was being dropped by my ears, and I rejected it. I cast it to the side. But Yahweh never gave up on me. Even now today, I don't walk in the ways like I should. But Yahweh hasn't given up on me. He's still giving me an opportunity to get right, just like he's given us all an opportunity to get right. Because the Most High said he don't take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, because the dead can't praise Yah. The dead can't give testimonies to Yah. The dead can't be a witness to Yah. All they could just be a witness to the confirmation of Yah's word that man dies. But they can't stand to give testimony and witness to the Most High. No wonder it says in Ecclesiastes, a live dog is better than a dead lion. Because as honorable as a dead lion may be, he's dead. He can no longer give praises. But a live dog, even though it's a dog, it still got time to get itself right. And that's the opportunity that Yahweh is giving us all, to get ourselves right so that we could be a witness and give testimonies to Yah our Elohim. And the Most High said, these laws and these testimonies, that they're light. So when we witness and we give testimonies, we're being the light. And when we're witnessing, we're doing exactly what the Most High requires of us. Turn with me to Micah, the 6th chapter. And in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse, and it reads, Micah 6 and 8, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Yahweh then already showed us. And how did he show us? Through his laws and through his testimonies. They're witnessing unto us this very day. And how do we know when we're seeking all of these things? How do we know when we're seeking righteousness? When we do what the Most High command us to do. That's why he said, gather my saints together unto me. Gather ye nation not desired. Before the decree breaks forth, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. And then it says, seek Yahweh. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. So it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Because if we seeking after righteousness, gather together. And we gathering together for one purpose and one purpose only. And that's to witness For Yahweh, we witness unto Yah when we seek him. We witness unto Yah when we seeking righteousness. We witness him when we seeking meekness. We seeking Yah. And we keeping his testimonies when we do just and love mercy and walk humbly with our Elohim. This is how we be a testimony in the earth. This is how we be witnesses in the earth. And the Most High said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse. Because most of the people will say, well, you can't keep the Sabbath day. You don't have a sacrifice. Well, what does the testimonies of Yahweh say about this? In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, Jeremiah 7, verse 21, it reads, thus saith Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. This is what the Most High requires. The Most High say, look, you don't have to have burnt offerings and sacrifices to serve me. Matter of fact, put them away. Be a witness. And say, while they over there burning animals, my people over there keeping the Shabbat day. They keeping the laws, and they keeping the testimonies, and they witnessing for me. And that's better than any burnt lamb that we could ever prepare for the Most High. Better than any offering that we can give, because it's the calves of our lips, and it's the calves of our works. And why is it so important? Why is it imperative to confirm and keep these laws, these witnesses, and these testimonies? Is because if we're not confirming and we're not being the witness and we're not confirming these testimonies, then how in the world could we ever do this that's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, last scripture? In Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, and the 12th verse, it reads, and now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yah thy Elohim and to walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. This only can happen if not only are we keeping and keep and guarding and doing and executing the laws, but we also have to witness for Yah and confirm these testimonies. These testimonies let us know that there still are messengers in the earth. These testimonies letting us know that there is an anointed that's in the earth. These testimonies are witnessing to the fact that we still are Yahweh's people. And these testimonies are witnessing to the fact that we can get a blessing by confirming the words of Yah. So let us not let another day pass. Let us not lay our heads to our pillows or put food in our stomachs without ever considering that these testimonies and these witnesses are a direct connection to our righteousness. And this is why Yahweh commanded us to seek righteousness. The only way we're going to have light is if we confirm the law and the testimonies. This is what Yahweh requires of us, Israel. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken.